Chapter 18. Evening shafts of red, gold and violet sunlight flooded through the long windows into the great hall, casting random patterns over the supper tables. Friar Skirpal and his staff were kept busy serving a repast to returned searchers and their new feathered friend. Tibbins crowded around to stare at Aluko. Never having seen a real tawny owl close up, they peppered him with questions.
I never see the real owl. What be your name, sir?
Father Abbott says you can make the roo-roo noise. Will you do it for me?
I wish I could turn my head round around like you. Will you teach me how to do it?
Abbot Glissom shook a paw at the little ones.
Would you please stop bothering Aluko and let him get on with his supper? Be off! Shoo!
The owl merely waved a wing at Glissom.
The little uns aren't bothering me, Father. Not when there's victuals like these about.
His huge eyes widened with pleasure as Friar Skirpal sliced off a portion from a big iron skillet onto his platter.
Thank ye, Friar. Red Wall food is the best I ever tasted. This is delicious. What do you call it?
The good mole smiled proudly.
"'Tis the cornmeal patty cake, sir, with honey, chestnutters and hazelnutters baked into it. I ain't never cooked for a howly bird afore. I hope you likes it, sir.'
Aluko was profuse with his praise.
"'Like it, Friar? Great howls and hoots. I can't imagine living with anything so wonderful and not having it to eat 10 times a day. It's absolutely super.'
Dwink and Umphrey had wolfed the supper down in silence. They sat drumming the tabletop impatiently, not joining in the general enjoyment. Friar Skirpal chucked both of them under their chins with a floury paw.
"'By oaky, young maesters! He'll bring an unrain and thunder with faces like that! What ails he?'
Umphrey let Twink do the talking. The young squiddle stared around him bitterly.
"'How can you all sit there scuffing and laughing whilst our mate Bisker might be held a prisoner or even lying slain somewhere?'
Samalus interrupted stridently.
"'Now hold hard there, youngling. Didn't you hear Bosey say that as soon as we've had a bite to eat, we'd do something about Bisky? I'm concerned about him too, you know. He's my nephew.'
But Dwink was not about to be browbeaten. He came right back at Samalus, waving his paws round.
"'Well, where is Bosey? And Skipper too, for that matter. Doesn't any beast care?
Oh, that some beast mention us. We're here the new."
Bosey and Skipper had arrived back from the infirmary. Both had poultices of dockleaf and sanicle bound round their paws. Pushing in next to Umphrey and Dwink, the otter and the hare helped themselves to massive portions of bread, cheese, soup and salad. Bosey held up his bandaged paws.
"'You know, look at what yon way-faced torturer did to us. I swear, 'tis the only time I've seen Brother Terrellis smile, when he was pulling corksnout spike from my paws with that long pair of scissors.'
Skipper paused, with a soup bowl halfway to his mouth.
"'Oi, mate, old Terrellis did seem to be enjoying hisself, but he got the job done well, I will say that for him.'
The abbot nodded his approval.
"'Pray tell, how is our cellar hog faring? Is he well?'